Paul's life was quite the adventure. If you remember from the book of Acts a few episodes back, Paul was planning a trip to Rome, the most powerful city in the world at the time. But first, he had to make a stop in Jerusalem to drop off a collection for the poor. Sound familiar? Well, that's because this was the same collection he mentioned in his letters to the church in Corinth. Unfortunately, Paul had plenty of enemies waiting for him in Jerusalem. When he arrived, a citywide riot broke out. Paul was put in jail, but because he was a Roman citizen, he had the right to appeal his case to the emperor. And so he was taken to Rome, where he spent the next 2 years under house arrest, waiting for his case to be heard. Paul wasn't about to stop working just because he was under guard. He continued writing letters, encouraging and instructing churches across the Roman Empire. One of these letters was written to the church in Colossae. Paul had never been to Colossae, but one of his friends, Epaphras, grew up there and told Paul all about the believers there. Paul wrote to encourage them in their faith, but also to warn them not to listen to anyone who said they had to follow certain rules or rituals to be saved. When you have Jesus, Paul said, you've got it all. As you listen to Paul's letter, you might hear some familiar and unfamiliar names. See if you recognize any of the people Paul mentions near the end of his letter. There's at least one name you haven't heard yet. Onesimus. Remember this name. It's going to come up very soon in another one of Paul's letters.
I, Paul, am writing this letter. I am an apostle of Christ Jesus, just as God planned. Our brother Timothy joins me in writing. We are sending this letter to you, our brothers and sisters in Colossae. You belong to Christ. You are holy and faithful. May God our Father give you grace and peace. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. We thank Him because we have heard about your faith in Christ Jesus. We have also heard that you love all of God's people. All over the world, the good news is bearing fruit and growing. It has been doing that among you since the day you heard it. You learned the good news from Epaphras. He is dear to us. He serves Christ together with us. He also told us about your love that comes from the Holy Spirit. That's why we have not stopped praying for you. We have been praying for you since the day we heard about you. We have been asking God to fill you with the knowledge of what He wants. We pray that He will give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. We pray that you will lead a life that is worthy of the Lord. We pray that you will please Him in every way. So we want you to bear fruit in every good thing you do. We want you to grow to know God better. We want you to be very strong, in keeping with His glorious power. We want you to be patient. Never give up. Be joyful as you give thanks to the Father. He has made you fit to share with all His people. You will all receive a share in the kingdom of light. He has saved us from the kingdom of darkness. He has brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves. Because of what the Son has done, we have been set free. Because of Him, all of our sins have been forgiven. Christ is the exact likeness of God, who can't be seen. He is first, and He is over all of creation. All things were created by Him. He created everything in heaven and on earth. He created everything that can be seen and everything that can't be seen. He created kings, powers, rulers, and authorities. Everything was created by Him and for Him. Before anything was created, He was already there. He holds everything together. And He is the head of the body, which is the church. He is the beginning. He is the first to be raised from the dead. That happened so that He would be far above everything. God was pleased to have His whole nature living in Christ. God was pleased to bring all things back to Himself because of what Christ has done. That includes all things on earth and in heaven. God made peace through Christ's blood, through His death on the cross. At one time, you were separated from God. You were enemies in your minds because of your evil ways. But because Christ died, God has brought you back to Himself. Christ's death has made you holy in God's sight. So now you don't have any flaw. You are free from blame. But you must keep your faith steady and firm. Don't move away from the hope that the good news holds out to you. It is the good news that you heard. It has been preached to every creature under heaven. I am happy because of what was suffered for you. And in my body, I fill up my share in Christ's sufferings. I do it for His body, which is the church. I serve the church. God appointed me to bring all of His word to you. That word contains the mystery that has been hidden for many ages, but now it has been made known to God's people. And here is what it is. Christ is in you. He is your hope of glory. We preach about Him. With all the wisdom we have, we warn and teach everyone. When we bring them to God, we want them to be perfect as people who belong to Christ. That's what I'm working for. I work hard with all of Christ's strength. His strength works powerfully in me. I want you to know how hard I am working for you, but I don't want anyone to fool you with fast talk that only sounds good. You received Christ Jesus as Lord, so keep on living in Him. Have your roots in Him. Build yourselves up in Him. Grow strong in what you believe, just as you were taught. Be more thankful than ever before. Make sure no one captures you. They will try to capture you by using false reasoning that has no meaning. Their ideas depend on human teachings. They also depend on the basic things the people of this world believe. They don't depend on Christ. Because you belong to Christ, you have everything you need. He is the ruler over every power and authority. At one time, you were dead in your sins. But God gave you new life together with Christ. He forgave us all of our sins. So don't let anyone judge you because of what you eat or drink. Don't let anyone judge you about holy days. They are only a shadow of the things that were going to come. But what is real is found in Christ. Some people enjoy pretending they aren't proud. They worship angels. But don't let people like that hold you back from winning the prize. They tell you every little thing about what they have seen. Their minds are not guided by the Holy Spirit, so they are proud of their useless ideas. They aren't connected to the head. But the whole body grows from the head. The muscles and tendons hold the body together, and God causes it to grow. You have been raised up with Christ. So think about things that are in heaven. That is where Christ is. He is sitting at God's right hand. You died. Now your life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ is your life. When He appears again, you also will appear with Him in heaven's glory. So put to death anything that belongs to your earthly nature. Remove from your life all evil longings. Stop always wanting more and more. You must put away anger, rage, hate, and lies. Let no dirty words come out of your mouths. Don't lie to each other. You have gotten rid of your old way of life and its habits. You have started living a new life. Here, there is no Greek or Jew. There is no difference between those who are circumcised and those who are not. There is no slave or free person. But Christ is everything. And He is in everything. You are God's chosen people. You are holy and dearly loved. So put on tender mercy and kindness, as if they were your clothes. Don't be proud. Be gentle and patient. Put up with each other. Forgive the things you are holding against one another. Forgive, just as the Lord forgave you. And over all of those good things, put on love. Love holds them all together, perfectly, as if they were one. Let the peace that Christ gives rule in your hearts. As parts of one body, you were appointed to live in peace. And be thankful. Let Christ's word live in you like a rich treasure. Teach and correct each other wisely. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing with thanks in your hearts to God. Do everything you say or do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Always give thanks to God the Father through Christ. Pray for us too. Pray that God will open a door for our message. Then we can preach the mystery of Christ. Because I preached it, I am being held by chains. Pray that I will preach it clearly, as I should. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother. I am sending him to you for one reason. I want you to know what is happening here. I want him to cheer you up and make your hearts strong. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother. He is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. Aristarchus is in prison with me. He sends you his greetings. So does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have been given directions about him. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, sends greetings. So does Demas. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters in Laodicea. Also, give my greetings to Nympha and the church that meets in her house. After this letter has been read to you, send it on. Be sure that it is also read to the church in Laodicea. And be sure that you read the letter from Laodicea. I, Paul, am writing this greeting with my own hand. Remember that I am being held by chains. May grace be with you.